to make time for your feelings, but you have to admit I already do. Let's just break it down to you and me uptown, dancing all around till the disco ball pops. But I have to be me, and everyone can see your anger is misplaced, and I'm gonna tell ya. Don't hate me 'cause I get attention. Don't turn me into what I'm not. I have to be me 24/7, and I ain't never gonna stop.
What is going on, everybody? This is Say That Then Baby. This is Say That Then Baby rebooted, refreshed. We're back at it. This is what it is. You know who I am. The lady's choice, Don Anthony.
What is your girl Oza? Okay, y'all. How y'all been? I miss y'all.
It's been a while. It's been how long has it been?
About 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months.
It's been 3 or 4 months.
Introduce yourself. They may not know who you are, Keys.
They don't remember. Certified Keys in the building.
And her bullshit.
And
don't forget
my
that part.
Bullshit.
So man, we I was just about to get into it, man. Of course, y'all know we have our lineup is, of course, we have the main topic. We have Keys and her bullshit.
Right.
We have
come through.
Oh, that okay. Let's talk about it.
Right. I have changed my pattern, you guys. We are just a less bleak club. I am getting older. We gotta just touch on some shit that we should know at this point.
So getting into it, man. We're gonna do the social media moment. So, you know, being from the city, being from New Orleans, the virus, you know, the coronavirus has literally canceled everything going on this weekend.
Shout out to my baby dolls. It has canceled our uptown holiday. That's officially our holiday.
It's canceled everything. It's like not... Yeah, everything. So, the coronavirus. This is social media moment. Coronavirus has canceled everything.
They say we have like 3-4 cases in the city now.
Yeah, three.
Yes.
Three cases.
We
can't get the coronavirus.
So far,
black people are human.
Our melanin strong. So far.
I mean, if you from New Orleans and you melanin and you ate that man chews, you can probably.
Hey. Y'all know, look, they said if you didn't hate that, we never close. I'm a name businesses that's closed. But they said pretty much, if you didn't drunk out the water fountain at any of the Nord parks, yep, we good.
You good. Everybody.
Oh, so no, when I saw that, I'm like, I'm four tough.
Right. You know, your mom used to send you out there like, listen, I need you to be out here. I need you to be eating. I need you to get the fuck around me. Go play with some kids.
But I don't know if y'all did this. Keys, you could attest to this. Old school. Grandmas used to be like, look, one get the chicken pox. We gonna put all of them together.
Oh, yeah.
Get the chicken pox together.
Yeah.
And we gonna just get this shit over.
Oh, wait, yep.
We ain't gonna get one sick, two sick, three sick. We gonna have all y'all itch ass in the room together. You scratch my back, cousin, I'm gonna scratch yours. And that's a wrap.
You know what's crazy? Since we're talking about the chicken pox, I never itch when I got the chicken pox.
Well, I was coming in chamomile. Like, my grandma really did it real old school. You know,
old male bath.
We really had the real shit.
I caught chicken pox 5 times.
Really?
You know what? This motherfucker is the corona walking.
How?
What the fuck? How is that?
I don't know, though. I kept catching the chicken pox.
Usually, when I thought you only get it once. Your body becomes immune. So, how the hell?
I never had it bad, though. I always had like 1 or 2.
How the fuck do you not have it bad?
I never had it.
We could curse on a new show?
This?
Oh, okay. Why the fuck you
impossible? No, I have never heard anybody that had the chicken pox 5 times. You showed with the chicken pox? Mm-hmm. It wasn't COVID-19.
No.
I'm about to move back from the mic.
I never known you could catch it that many times.
Right.
As a child, I felt like you could only catch it once.
Went right.
My body, I guess because I kept getting little bumps on it because like all my friends at school would catch it and I catch it every time they catch it.
You catch it every time.
Well, I'm not going to say the name of it. Gary went to a white school. So you know, white people are
Pilgrims.
They got their own. special pilgrims. Goddamn bugs. I'm so happy lice are racist.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims. He can say lice are racist. I'm so happy they're racist and they don't get on us.
Right, right.
So, yeah, no.
I went to a white high school. I didn't go to a white elementary.
That's what you saw usually being kind of promiscuous. So, you got the germs from them other folk.
Right, Larry. The coronavirus has been around. It just resurfaced. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, because it's on back of the Lysol bottle.
Tell Larry with his smart ass. Shut up.
Don't do that.
I didn't know that.
It says the human coronavirus, to be exact. So right. Yes, it's been around.
Right. I never knew that. I never knew that.
It was called SARS, he said.
No, that was the bird flu. That was the damn bird flu. See?
I don't know, but it's every election year.
Of course.
Every election year, there's a major.
Because they're trying to make the next person look like the Great White Hope when he come up with a cure for the shit.
Yeah.
Or during his administration, a cure comes up for the shit. You see what I'm saying? Stupid, man.
Or is it just the what is it called? The it's some type of attack.
Like biological attack, hysteria.
Yeah.
Biological warfare. Now that is true. I really feel like we're gonna be like a walking dead.
I don't think it's gonna be our time though.
I'm gonna give y'all
what you mean?
Like I don't think it's gonna be our life.
I'm so
life.
Ready for the motherfucking apocalypse.
I don't think it's gonna be our life.
You got water?
I got plenty of water. I'm gonna be like Michonne. I'm like, wait, what? What'd you say?
You got Vienna sausage.
Fuck, I ain't eating no Vienna sausage. That gotta be the end of the world. I don't put no little meat in my mouth at all.
No little meat.
But listen, I'm gonna give everybody some advice. Baby 101 coming out of me, business school.
Shout out to XU.
Go buy some stocks.
Because
they low right now.
They on sale.
That is true. And I'm not gonna shout nobody out because I'm not getting no endorsements.
No.
But if you do go in the app store, there are so many people that are giving like really like free entry into these like day trading type situations. So I do agree. If you got any little money right now, $20-$30 that you know you could just be like, don't even worry about it. Look at my boy Don is on there now. Like,
I'm not gonna share it though, cause they're not paying me. Shouts out to
KJ. I'm not gonna tell you where to go, but do your homework. But I agree with him. Buy some stock right now.
My shit is dropping.
Your stock is dropping.
Don't worry about it.
You have to teach me that.
That's true. It's not so much to teach you because it's like he said, just get something, just chill.
Just chill.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm investing my money, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? If it's doing well, if it's not. Whatever.
Well, in that case, you're going to move on to my side. Let's be clear. Hold on. No. I'm about to jump back over Rihanna. No shade to my girl Keith. No shade to nobody because a lot of us is like that.
Man.
But like, bringing it back to my old school days when I was a teacher, shout out Warren Easton. Here we go, Eagles.
3019 forever.
Against everybody, that part. But I'm going to say
this. The address.
Yes.
I'm about to be like, wait. I'm about to be like, wait.
You in between two eagles, and they call us fighting eagles.
That part.
No, I didn't. But I didn't know. I was just
so
like.
So anywho, I'm still here with the coronavirus. I'm gonna bring it all the way around.
Right.
And talk about the stock and just how we can capitalize off this. If Larry gets small, shut up, Larry.
Larry said, everybody gotta do is drink bleach, and they ain't gotta worry about nothing.
Yes. That's gonna be the end of it. Like for real. But real shit right now. Just a pause for the calls for real shit, 1 second. And this is gonna be just a little snippet of what's to come. I feel like we bullshit all day. We play all day. We do all kind of stuff. This is a real time right now where it's like, stop. Getting our life in order. Reaching out to the people you might love to be like, what's up? Because you could be here today, gone tomorrow. And we all know somebody that literally was here one moment, gone the next moment.
Right.
So really, right now, like you said, get the stock, get to this, get to that. And not just you, Keys, because I'm just learning about it too. But we literally have an encyclopedia. And you know, back in the day, when somebody used to come with a encyclopedia, or they had encyclopedia at your house, there was that
shit. If you had a set.
Even if you had a few books.
But you was like, dang.
Right. But if you walked in the house and the house had a encyclopedia, you was like, that's real. Like, right. They got, you know, they right. Smart here.
Right.
They on this shit.
But in this day and age, we all got phones. Yeah, we could look up porn, we could look up the dumb shit, we could look up the fight, we could look up the biggest ass.
Right.
Man, bring back eggplant Friday. I'm gonna just put that out there. But but for real, for real. This is a time where we really have a whole encyclopedia, a whole dictionary, a whole Wikipedia in our hand. Use that tool for what it could be used for.
Right.
Not just a dumb shit, not just a porn, not looking to see what our man and our woman doing when we not around. But for real, this is the time that we could, as black people for real, come the fuck up.
Right.
Because them other races, like historically, you know, I always like try to teach us something. Black Friday came from when the stock market crashed. All the mother folks killing themselves. We thrive when we at our lowest. This is a time for us to really get come up.
That's a true statement.
Financial literacy right now, again, I'm not gonna tell you what apps to look for, but they got some apps right now that will give you a free introduction, free month. You could get it on there and pretty much what you doing when you get a bank account. You literally just paying in for somebody to play with your money.
Right.
That's all a savings account is. That's all a checking account is.
Yes,
you let the bank hold your money and they kind of playing with your money. So you could do that for yourself. $20, $10 this year, set up.
Right.
And you literally could set you and your family up. So, you know, this is just my little, right, for real. This is literally, if you're from New Orleans, it's just like after Katrina, and I'm kicking myself for that. Because you could have got $200,000 or $300,000 houses right now.
Right.
For $20,000 and $30,000.
Yeah.
So for real, black community, for real, anybody that you got something, but we touching on our demographic. This is the time for us to come up.
Yep.
And I'ma close this with, if you haven't been washing your motherfucking hands, please start today.
Wash your hands.
Please, that's it.
Wash your hands, please.
Wash your motherfucking hands, bro.
Oh, why we talking about it? I gotta go back to my old school petty. The girl on the reel that don't wash her hands because her fingers is wrapped in toilet paper.
Who? Who I posted about? The video.
Adrian,
earlier.
The one that used to be in 3LW.
Oh, okay.
She said she don't wash her hands because it be wrapped up in toilet paper. No fucker. You
that
need
is
to wash
so
your hands
regardless.
She
shit, she don't
wash her hands.
And she said
that's
she don't wash her hands because her hands are wrapped already.
Yeah, wrapped
her
paper.
Hands ain't touching nothing.
Wow.
So that's gonna be my hashtag. Let's be clear. Wash your motherfucking hands and use that phone for more than just crazy shit.
No, I reposted the video.
I gotta see this
one.
Yes.
I reposted the video today.
She so said she do not wash her hands, and her way of proving it is saying her whole household will be sick.
Except
but
for
she's
her.
Not. Yeah, because you didn't got them sick type for a Mary.
You said it on Joker Henry. Joker Henry, that was a good one. Hey,
your
mom was like, do you wash your hands, man?
Yeah.
She was like,
no. Yeah, we are very familiar about Black Wall Street, Larry.
What she was giving them?
She was like cooking and being in like the sun.
Yeah, she was giving them to the passing on some. She was killing up people, man.
Yeah. Like, but that's
crazy.
You know, another,
whole,
I know.
History thing.
I always give history.
You're better doing history.
Google, yeah, Google's high for Mary. You'll know an outbreak. But yeah. My background is public health.
We back.
Back again,
we
man.
Back. We are back. We are back. Hey, cousin, I love you too, hon.
And so, don't forget, we are at
The Well. 1600 Basin.
Let's go. If you're here,
and
I need
$3
you here.
Drinks, y'all.
$3 drinks. Remember, Don Anthony got your first shot.
Please. Like, okay, so I'm going to have to turn off of my live because I'm getting a little tipsy and I don't need the drone sex. That's how my child got here. So.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
We gonna just boost and just turn off. They don't have the Wi-Fi. They have Wi-Fi here.
I didn't know the password. I just used my hotspot.
Why you do that? Hey,
hey. Please don't want to tell me the bullshit. What you say? Our time was getting good, bro.
So, I had three different couples with the same issue.
Okay.
I had three different couples trying to talk to me.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
You ain't have them?
Ooh.
Mm-mm. I don't show. Uh-oh. I'ma take your man.
Ooh, I take your man. All right. So,
just the pepper. Fuck the show.
No
just
salt
the
needed.
Pepper. No salt
wow.
needed.
Wow.
No salt needed.
Wow.
Just the pepper.
Wait a minute. That's what it was.
It's 2020. Fuck that shit.
That's
we see everything clear.
Wild pepper right
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, so what they talking about?
They were talking about the fact that they have friends who don't know their significant other, but sends friend requests. So they're trying to figure out why.
Say well.
They have friends that are sending their significant others friend requests.
Mm-hmm. So my boyfriend get a friend request from my friend.
Yeah.
What's your dad mean every day?
Well, obviously it's caused some kind of commotion.
Well, I just don't accept them. They're awful.
They are there.
I just don't.
That's insecurities, though. That's how it sounds like.
Okay, but at the same time, let's look at it this way, okay?
Right, go ahead.
Let's say Don gets with this girl. We don't know her. You know, we're not in we're not in his relationship. We don't know. Right. You know what I'm saying?
But we about to find out who this bitch is. Hey, girl. Hey. So we all gonna be friends.
No.
Yes, it is. That's how you do it.
No.
That's not cool.
I think it's creepy.
Well, no. This is what I feel like. This is how I feel. First and foremost, hold on, let me look. First of all, First, Zion is a nice looking dude. So, I don't want to know. See, that's the problem. He can't keep his shit to himself. So, instead of me being creepy, I'm going to have my friend ghost follow him and keep me posted.
Not like that.
If he do anything crazy.
Stop telling.
The business?
The girl code.
But it's not no G code. This is why. Because there is no guy I have ever dated, looked like, dated, once dated, right. looked at, that his friends haven't done the same thing. I just think we get ostracized mm-hmm. because we're the girls. Mm-hmm. But let's be clear. They got more niggas. Sorry. They have more guys that gossip.
Oh yeah.
Way more than girls.
You ever sat in a barbershop?
Not even just a barbershop. My 13 plus years behind a bar, I have seen more men kiss and tell than anything.
Kiwan is saying
They really do.
She like,
But look, it don't really matter who you kissing, because some hate and some call themselves like saying, no, that's me. That's their way of saying, I'll piss it on the hype.
Right. Alright, that's some girls, I'm just coming on the kissing and telling part. Some girls look so good, you be like, she let me smile? Lord, I gotta tell somebody. You know what I'm saying? You like, she let me get in there, I gotta tell somebody. That's just real talk. So, we're gonna
I'm confused. So, you are kissing and telling, essentially.
Yes, and we're gonna kiss, men gonna kiss and tell.
I have a, okay. Hello? We do kiss and tell.
We won't tell everybody, we'll tell our pops.
But I think though too, and I'm gonna just say this. Sometimes that can mess you up
for like future.
Yeah, because it depends on the relationship of you and the your partner or whatever. But you know, I done been in some shit. Like I'll tell anybody. Like I ain't been in some relationships that wasn't really relationships. Shouts out to Lucky Luke, my barber. Where you at? You need to be here.
Wait,
you
know baby.
Oh! Everybody.
I'm gonna get in this family some kind of way. Okay, no mind. So,
Dad, you should have been down here, baby. We in your neck of the woods. Come through.
I think a lot of times when you say certain things, it kind of messes you up for the long term.
It do.
Even if it's like some potential, like we just been a play around type shit. You know what I'm saying? I learned that shit. Like a lot of times, and a lot of times too, he's in her bullshit. And this is facts. I'm about to get into this shit. So I was fooling with a girl who was a lesbian.
Okay.
We're bisexual, right?
I'm about to say, was she bisexual?
She was bi.
But, or was she a lesbian messing with you?
But her.
You was experienced?
Her partner hated on me and said I was gay because her partner knew I was her type.
Was who type? The partner or the girl?
I was the partner's type. And her partner was like, I think.
The partner.
The girl who
was. What he said was. Your girl A type
and her girl B was hating on you because you are their A type.
But she knew I was her type. Like she, I didn't notice. I thought we was all cool because we used to go out and chill and kick it and like do all different things together. And her friend was like always like, I think he gay. And like,
she can still get the dick even if you're gay.
She can get that.
Right. I'm not gay today, bitch.
I miss you too, Shy.
At this moment, I'm straight.
That part.
And then after that,
I'm a rebel.
But you gotta, and I ain't even gonna lie, you gotta really be keys in her bullshit. This is the segment of this show. Right. So you really have to be mindful of how you move with certain people. Because I'm gonna be honest, I move I was at a point where I was dating a lot of people in relationships. I was dating a lot of women in relationships.
Where you were dating a lot of women in relationships?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like I was
dating.
So he
that's
was
fine. Fine. That you makes sense. That. Yeah.
He's single. No.
He said dating.
He said what he said.
I was.
Whatever their obligations are, is their business.
They right. Business.
But we dating.
I had low key.
I'm just married too.
I'm gonna be honest.
I'm single. And
I had low key. I had low key girlfriends who had boyfriends.
Stupid. But that's so 2020. You know why? That is so
Kiwan, don't do that. Kiwan, don't do that.
You let me tell you why that's so 2020. He said, damn, them drinks look good because they are. And a bitch is $3.
$3.
At the Well, 1600 Basin and Arden's
hey,
the Curry Bar.
My tea, honey.
In the corner.
How you
on the
doing?
Corner. So let me tell you something. Just and we gonna get off the bullshit. But let me just say this. That's really not bullshit. That's real life facts. Because
black women crazy.
No, but why? Wait.
Hey,
bullshit. Security.
Hey, let me tell you. I ain't gonna tell you
no.
Everything because I got a book
no, don't.
Coming up.
No, don't tell me.
I got a book
that.
Coming up.
You're
not
gonna tell you. Why? You know what? Just X Y, y'all. Gary hurt right now. You're hurt right now.
Keep mine. Don't do that. Keep mine. Don't do that.
No. Wait. Let's go back on what he said first. On the bullshit.
This gonna be a whole fucking game changer. Everybody turn the camera on me. This is what Gary has come up with. Gary is not strong enough to date a black woman.
Oh. Most black men aren't.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
Let's go there.
Oh.
I'm not strong enough to date a black woman, dog.
How did
and
you
know
come
what?
To that conclusion?
I need you. No. I'm actually happy
damn.
That he can say that.
There's got to be some steps.
I'm well, happy that he
made you realize that.
Wait a minute.
You can't
get facts. That's not facts. What is facts?
No,
what
that's facts? His facts for him.
I'm glad you can admit that.
Yes.
That's
no.
A bit much.
I'm going to tell you this. No,
it's a lot.
What up, cuz?
I rocks for Gary, and this is why I say this. Anybody
the Well, Ralph.
Anything.
The Well.
1600
The Well, Ralph.
Basin Street.
Basin
$3 drive.
$2 drink.
We're
going to
have a party here, Ralph.
Yeah,
we're
going to go down and hit y'all. Y'all got to come out here and fuck with us.
Let me tell you something.
I'm at Fish Place outside. Well, Key's going to have Fish Place outside.
Okay, I'm about
and
to go.
And macaroni.
Like I'm about to.
I Key's about that Fish Place.
$5.50.
Oh!
I agree with anybody.
They're gonna be like 10.
That could say, you know what? I'm not in there mentally in my life. I'm not there stably to say, you know what? Instead of wasting your time, I can't fuck with you right now.
Okay.
I can't because let me tell you this. Not even just a man in a woman type situation or a man to the woman. I've had some women to say, girl, this man, he ready for a wife. He ready to jump in there. I'm not there yet. I'm
that
still
part.
Straddling with my baby daddy. I kind of still want my family to be back together.
Right.
So that's some real fucking adulting. When you can say, you know what? Mentally, I ain't going to waste your time. Because we all saw the meme, don't fuck with a woman. Don't wake up a woman who you know you're not ready for.
But what if I
want
to have sex?
But guess what? Say it from
I'm
the
just
door.
Saying.
Oh, no, that's
I'm
not
just
true.
Saying.
Say it
say
from
what
the
want.
Door.
Say what
but
you
when
want.
You in there, you in the sauce and you making the macaroni, say all you doing is cooking,
I,
my dude.
I,
no,
got,
no, no, no.
Go ahead.
Say when you in the
right.
Macaroni.
Right.
You know, concerning. That good macaroni. It tastes like right. Thanksgiving.
When it's fine.
The booty? Oh, yeah.
Butter. Not when
nigga,
it is. Not when
you know, right. You know what it is when it's fine.
Well, yeah, ain't that truffle butter. You know it's good. Right. This is what I'm saying. No, we can have good sex with the right intention.
Right.
Now, if you come at me and say, look, girl, I do want this. I
come
want
on, come
you,
on, T.
But
T.
I just not ready
T.
yet.
Come on,
you
T.
give her the choice to say, shit, I might want to see what my creams look like, too, on the flavor thing.
That's right.
But I'm not going to put all my eggs in this basket.
Right.
That's what you were giving her.
Communication.
You know what I'm saying? That's all you're doing right there.
Communication.
And guess what? Communication really do free the nation.
No,
let
saying,
me know what we're
I
doing.
I came to that conclusion like a few weeks ago, dude. Like, I went through a little something. I was like, I'm just not strong enough to deal with black women.
So where are you in life? You say you're dating. Like, are you single? Like, what is...
What's your status?
Because last time we came, well, last time we left the listen, show, listen, let everybody know.
Listen,
where you
listen,
at.
Listen, listen,
listen. Listen, I'm going to tell you why I'm mad.
Because you had me pissed
I'm
off.
Just out here.
We always pissed off, but this is a black man.
Oh, yeah. Every officer on me, because you know I'm going to the boys.
And he got glitter in his feet.
Like, you do. So you was at she? Yeah. Because we know you have $150 allotted every month for your. Right. He have a wristband bill of $150.
Uncle Ed in the building. Uncle Ed is alive.
Uncle Aaron is alive, nigga. Uncle Aaron.
So, okay, if I would say that to an audience, Ed will survive.
Ed will survive. Nigga, I got $150, nigga.
I got a business.
What? He is like so discriminating. I'll pay for it.
I'll pay for it if I win.
So I have a relationship assistant business.
A relationship assistant business.
He don't want assistance. He just want a relationship.
He's going to assist the relationship. All she need is dick.
We here, Jay. We here, bro. We gonna be here for a little while longer.
I want my 40. You gotta come pick my kids up and do shit with them.
No.
I want a vacation each year.
No.
Let me tell you something. No, sir. I need a stamp in my passport.
You too high class.
Dad say he got 40.
And a stamp in my passport.
Keys to her bullshit.
Bring us back, cause we going off on
her bullshit.
Come
on, Keys, talk about it. What you got?
Oh, but I'm saying, did we understand
that was
exactly what I was saying?
We go on a tangent with the bullshit. We do.
Basically,
I feel what you're saying. Right, you comment on this though. Like, it depends on the relationship if that's inappropriate or not. Because to me, no, I do. Because you know,
I don't want nobody husband.
We just friends.
Didn't mean no friend request. I know that's your husband. You know, I didn't been to y'all house or whatever. I just feel like it's creepy.
But what if okay, I'm gonna say this. If we're cool to a certain extent, I feel like at that point, my husband, your friend. Like, we all friends. I'm not gonna lie, and I mean, if you.
I feel you too. People like, it's like, you uncomfortable with this man in your life, like, in that answer, because social media is a different world.
It's a different world.
And I will agree. Men do
judge
you.
I'm gonna bring it up.
Men do judge you by your friends.
Well, she said, fuck, she gonna bring
it up. I'ma bring it up.
Bring it up, Keith.
That's just like, okay, went to high school with someone. Mm-hmm. They're married.
All
right. We went to high school with a lot of people that's married.
Their husband sent a fucking friend request. And I don't feel comfortable enough to accept it. There's dick pics. There's all that in the DM. But
it's even live video.
The niggas in the dick pics too.
And live videos where it's like spurt fest.
Oh,
like. But shout out to all those that got curves, because we like the curves.
Hooks.
We like the hooks. Okay, so grab.
Is that a New Orleans thing where y'all like hooks?
We like to go around the corner and get on it.
Oh wow. Y'all like to get on the hook.
I like to be hooked.
I like to be hooked.
The hook hit the spot. I don't have a spot. I don't know if the hook hit the spot. I don't know.
We like the curves. We like to go around curves. Yeah.
I was able to relate to these three couples with their issue because I've been there. And I think that I just think that it's creepy. I don't want to be friends with your husband.
Right.
And that's just what it is.
I mean, to each his own. That's the thing about life. To each his own. I mean, you may not be cool with that, but I mean, I don't really see that. If you and that girl real damn tight.
And you husband, know her husband, yeah, y'all at the house, and y'all be. Right. Like, I feel like I don't. It depends on. Okay, first of all, and I don't mean to throw no shade. But I think it's boundaries like that when they don't want people in their business because
everybody,
keep the boundaries and the walls up. But me personally, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not friends with none of my significant other friends, and because I feel like this, at the end of the day, I'm looking at the end of it. At the end of the day, you're his friend.
Right.
You're not my friend.
Right.
Now, you are my associate, you're not my friend.
Right.
So my page is for my motherfucking friends.
See what I'm saying? that part.
That's just me. But I'm not against it either, because let me tell you, I'ma send my ghost friend on his page.
I wonder if I got ghost pages.
Oh,
I
you got plenty.
You got plenty.
I wonder if I got ghost pages following.
Because guess what? The single men got the most people watching.
Yep.
Is that true, ladies?
Even though the married men are having the most fun.
That part.
I mean, I believe the married men are having most fun.
Because you know the married women are having fun. Right.
So I'm trying to.
Fuck you, bitch.
What?
Shout out to all the people that hate Don.
Okay, damn, fuck you, bitch. You ain't gonna get no pussy as good as this. I'm like, ooh. What?
Man. Yes.
Man, I was in the house.
Okay. So y'all, again, we at 1600 Basin Street, y'all. $3 drinks all night. The well, we in here, y'all.
And as
y'all
can see, we having a good time.
Yeah, we having a good time.
Right, so
we're gonna jump into it. We're gonna get into the main topic. So I did have something with this. I respected her relationship because I knew where I was mentally.
Right.
Got into her relationship. So I texted her something. We were talking, and she was like, "Oh, I got a boyfriend, you know, woo woo." And I was like, "All right, cool, you know, I respect that. I'm gonna leave that alone."
Okay.
So
I kind of like it so far. Everybody talking.
Homeboy seen, because I responded to one of her pictures she posted. She posted like a sexy picture, and I responded.
What you think?
I was like, "God damn!" I was like, "Man, I was like, "Man, I gotta get to you."
Ooh. Under the picture?
Oh no!
Yeah. Under the picture?
Ooh.
Yeah, it is.
And you knew but she
I didn't,
had a boyfriend?
No! But I didn't know.
What you didn't know?
I know she had a boyfriend. But this is how I found out she had a boyfriend. She was like, "Wait, I have a boyfriend now."
Ooh.
I can't really do like that.
You
she
can't
like,
be under my pictures with that foolishness.
Pee Wee, what's up? Shout out to my cousin. She's like, "Wait, I got a boyfriend now. You can't do that." And I was like, "Oh, all right, cool. I'm sorry." She's like, "You ain't come back to get me." That was her whole thing. Like, "You ain't come back to get me.
We like to be chosen."
So I was like, "All right, cool.
We be going out there so we can get chosen."
Yay.
So I was like, "All right, cool. You know, I didn't come back to get you." Ooh. But the boyfriend blocked me.
On her page.
From her page.
That's a fuck you bitch husband. I mean, did me.
So
Darren was dating the wife. I had husband.
It's funny.
I was, you wanted to stone no, fucking no, small, no, y'all. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway. That's she can't, up. And you know, Instagram, if anybody don't know how Instagram works, I'm on my live. This is how Instagram works. When a girl is single, she goes in a line and likes all your pictures. Like, likes like 10 of them, like, at one time. Like, bop, 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 bop.
Wait, what?
Because I don't do this.
Yes.
Who is these bitches?
No,
that's like trying to get your attention.
That's trying to get your attention.
I work all the time. I don't know. So you gotta keep.
Let me tell you something.
So that's trying to get your
attention. You paying more than a 40 going rate. Literally, just put, "I got 125. Watch out, yo. Let me be your manager.
Be my manager.
I will be your manager.
I got 150 every 2 weeks.
Wait, no, you got 100 because I'm getting 50. Fuck what you talking about.
Well, I guess he chose the agency he wishes.
Right.
So listen.
He's with Crabby Cocktails now. If you want Weird Shabazz, he work on the railroad. I got you. I'm going to get you your next wife.
So she liked all.
Yes, it is, because that's what mean the quality.
So she liked all of my pictures.
You
should have
came
over
here.
You
should have
came to you, Keith. You should have come to the fucking family. Fuck.
The address is 1600 Basin
Street.
You're
going to get the gutter.
So anyway, she liked.
Yeah, you going to get the gutter over here.
She liked all the pictures. We started conversating again.
Not you, but.
We started conversating again, and she was like, "Yeah, I broke up with my boyfriend." She was like, you know, he like does her. Some shit.
She came back for you.
Whoa, whatever. I want to see you. Like, yeah. So, we never get that.
She approached you and said, "Come back."
Yeah, she did.
That's CD 2020 women.
So
we don't wait.
So she.
Come get it.
So
hashtag you know, Airplane Friday.
So we talked. And mind you, and just to give y'all a disclaimer, I'm being as transparent as possible. So we met, chilled.